Ryan and Sarah Hall competed when they were high schoolers in the 2000 National Cross Country Championships, where they first met. Sarah won the girls' race. Ryan came in third in the boys' race, both committed to run at Stanford University.
We didn't have, like, necessarily love at first sight or something. Ryan was pretty shy, and our first date was the first week of freshman year, and then we dated all through college without any breaks. We got married right after graduating our senior year of college, and it was really special just to start this journey of professional running together at the same point and be able to do it for 10 years together.
After graduation, Ryan's career took off. He qualified for two Olympic marathon teams and set the American record in the half marathon. He's the only American to ever finish that distance in under an hour. But Ryan had recently struggled with fatigue and low testosterone, and last month he announced his retirement. Sarah isn't ready to hang up her running shoes just yet. Ryan and Sarah Hall tell us their story in their own words.
You know, I was always scared of what would happen to me when I stopped running because it was so much a part of my life. But it was actually a pretty easy decision for me to make to pull the plug on professional running. And I just kind of stepped back from my situation. I took a good look at my body over the last 4 years, and it was really clear my body's not responding well to training, and it's just been really struggling for really 4 years since the last Olympics.
There'd be periods where he was running really well and looking like his old self again, and then all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, would fall into this like pit of fatigue, and we'd be like, do you run the race? Do you drop out of the race? You know, just kind of not sure how to approach it.
It was pretty clear to me what my body was doing and the trajectory that my body was headed.
It kind of got to the point of like not making a decision based on necessarily what could be, but like what do you feel called and drawn to? And that became more and more clear that that season of life was changing.
I'm really looking forward to kind of this next stage of my career, helping Sarah prepare for her upcoming races, and then also being a dad, and, you know, just adopted 4 girls from Ethiopia, and we had no kids before that, so I have a lot to learn in a short amount of time.
I told my mom when I was like 5 that I wanted to adopt, but it was new to Ryan. That was something that he hadn't really considered, but something I made pretty clear on our first date, actually, that I wanted to do. When we got to the point where we were ready to start a family, Ryan was a little more ready than I was at first. I was kind of enjoying my freedom, and we were living kind of like gypsies, just traveling the world, training in different places like Kenya and Ethiopia, and then I was loving that. But he was ready to start a family, and so we figured we would adopt a younger child, like an infant, just because it was our first child, and we wanted to experience the full life cycle. But as we got down the road in the process, we heard about these 4 girls. At first, I was like, that's crazy. Like, that would be the end of life as we know it. I don't know about that. It was kind of just a leap of faith deciding to adopt them.
The fact that we adopted all older children, you know, our youngest is 5, then we have a 9-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 15-year-old. And that has been actually made things a lot easier on our end. Like, we haven't missed any sleep. Our girls all sleep through the night, no problem.
There's no doubt being a parent is a sacrifice, and adopting 4 kids was not a performance-enhancing decision. But surprisingly, it hasn't changed my running all that much. I had the best training I've ever had since they've been home here.
I still have goals in my life. I still have stuff I'm going after. It looks different. It's been really fun for me to like kind of pour myself into doing some weights, and feels good walking around with a little bit more muscle on my frame. So just having fun with that.
It is nice having someone that's strong enough to chop wood. And I think that we get used to a certain amount of scrawny runniness, but then it's like, oh, wow, like that is more attractive to have wider shoulders and bigger biceps. I mean, I love Ryan every way. It's more about what's inside. But it's been fun to see him really embrace this. And it's amazing how much change you can see in such a short period of time.
It's been really amazing to experience being a parent, you know, because I've always just been a child, and we're having dance parties all the time at our house and jumping on the trampoline and things that, you know, I haven't done since I was a little kid.
it's been really fun just having the girls be able to see me and explaining to them about having courage and taking risks and not fearing failure and picking yourself up back after failures. I'll never forget seeing them out on the course at the Olympic trials. I actually started crying in the race because I was so emotional seeing them and just how proud they were of me and how excited and cheering they were. And so I think it'll continue to be a big drive in my running.
Ryan Hall and Sarah Hall live in Redding, California, with their four daughters. Our story was produced by Zoe Sobel.